Mark your calendar for sure, the week of June 4 through 9, and then June 9th is a big day as well. We're talking Asian Pacific Week, and we're talking the Grand Rapids Asian Pacific Festival, and we talk with the experts, Festival Director Ace Murasigan. I got that halfway right, didn't
That's
I?
That's correct.
Ace, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming back. Jimmy Lee, sans dog, good morning to you. Jimmy is a marketing manager and overall cool guy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Shelley.
Okay, this is back for our happenings with a special week as well. Tell me what's up.
Yep. Yeah, so last year we had a phenomenal turnout at the inaugural Asian Festival, downtown Rosa Park Circle. We had over 10,000 attendees show up. We've had multiple food vendors. So this year we're coming back, and we're also bringing Asian Week to be able to bring more opportunities, to be able to learn about West Michigan's Asian culture, performances, and food.
And we're just tapping on some of the activities that's happening in downtown Grand Rapids during that week. But also, we're also building some new ones, like the Asian Art at the Voss Skywalk on June 4th. And there's an UICA event happening on June 5th for the Bangladeshi photography exhibition. So we are bringing in actual Bangladeshi performers to perform during that day. And it's a free event for those two days.
Great. Again, the overall picture to introduce this Asian Pacific culture. Tell me a little bit about the culture, Jimmy Lee.
Yeah, there's about over 40 countries that's actually represented under the Asian Pacific Rim, and there's a lot of different types of food, different types of performances that we're going to bring out at the festival. We have a very popular costume, like a little fashion show.
Yes.
That we'll have.
Is this happening on the 9th? This is your festival day,
that's
right?
Festival day, okay, on cool. The 9th. And there's also going to be a lot of martial artists as well. And, you know, as a child growing up, the dragon dance was always something that I always was marveled by and always, you know, loved. And we'll have a performance by that as well. And also during the week, we've got all kinds of different unique performances that like you would normally not see in West Michigan that we're bringing and showcasing to our city.
You mentioned, Ace, certainly the art, the Bangladeshi dance. On Thursday the 7th, you're taking part in the Relax at Rosa?
We are just promoting Relax at Rosa for our sponsor, Downtown Grand Rapids, Inc. And we are we're bringing in the Filipino food truck in that day.
Will you serve me to eat?
I'll serve you some adobo. Adobo is my favorite.
There's also art at the Graham. Tell me about that.
Yes. You remember the Intercessions? It's the art that won at Art Prize a couple of years ago. It was art by Anila Aga, and she's a Pakistani artist. And they're bringing it back. So Dana from the Graham, he's going to be welcoming people during that day and just to talk about and welcome people to the Graham.
All right, let's spend some time talking about what's happening the evening of June 8th, if you would.
So on June 8th, we are having a sushi, sake, and sumo match over at the JW International Ballroom. It's a night, you know, to be a VIP, to come on out, to be able to witness the first time ever having sumo here in our city.
Yeah, sure. We are bringing three sumo champions, real sumo champions.
What's a sumo champion?
I'm so glad you asked. So sumo is an ancient art in Japan. It's been going on for about 1,500 years. It's an ancient tradition, and it became a national sport in Japan. So we have three sumo champions from Japan who competed there. One is a four-time sumo champion, Byamba. And the other one is a two-time champion. His name's Yama, and he's one of the biggest sumo champion in the world. He's 6'4", 600 pounds. And we're just bringing in the real deal. We want people to experience this. We're basically giving people the experience for the first time. I've never seen sumo wrestling happen before, so I'm so excited about this.
All right, so sushi, sake, and sumo. Obviously, we know the sushi. How about the sake?
Yeah, sake is like a rice wine that you kind of drink and be able to partake. We have some VIP tables available still, tables for 10. And then also those come with a photo opportunity as well with the wrestlers. And there's also opportunity if you want to get in the ring with the sumo wrestlers as well.
Yeah, we have some local celebrities who's going against Yama, Jennifer Pascoe of WZZM 13. Again, Yama is 600 pounds, and Jennifer being so tiny, I can just see the outcome. Yama's going down in 2 seconds. That's what I'm saying.
I'll vote for Jen as well.
I vote for Jen as well.
Again, the Grand Rapids Asian Pacific Festival on formerly the day of June 9th, but the whole week prior, leading up to that Asian Pacific week, talking with Jimmy Lee and Ace. I'm just going to call you Ace Sam, Festival Director and Marketing Manager. What else? You've got the night out after party. Tell me more about what's going to happen on Saturday, June 9th.
So we're basically grouping some groups together. So we now have an Indian hour, and during this Indian hour, we will be presenting.
What time's the whole festival start?
I'm so glad you asked. It's 10:30 in the morning. Okay. That's our grand opening. So we want everybody to show up. We have a surprise at 11 a.m. So please come. It's going to come from 10:30 until 10 p.m. at that night.
Okay, goes all day. Nice.
Goes all day.
Rosa Parks Circle.
Yes.
Right. And food trucks.
Yeah, there's 8 vendors this year serving food. We actually welcome back Bangkok Taste, M&A,
India Masala, Cafe Boba.
So there's plenty of food options. It's going to be an amazing day.
Yes. Tell me more about the Asian culture here. There's a whole organization that popular.
According to the 2010 census, there's 3% Asians in Kent County. So it's a little small, right, if you consider the whole population. And for us to celebrate as one, including non-Asians, it says a lot about West Michigan culture. So if we invite everyone to show up on June 9th, we invite everyone to come partake at the Sushi, Sake, and Sumo on June 8th. Tickets are available at www.elevategr.com/sumo-tickets.
Awesome. Jimmy Lee, take-home message from all of these opportunities is to get to know the culture and to share it, dispel myths, and eat, drink, and be merry, sounds like.
Most definitely. Our website, grasianfest.com, has the full schedule. But if you're available, come on out to celebrate West Michigan's Asian cultures, performances, and food.
There'll be music, too?
Yes, plenty of music.
Plenty of music.
Nice. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Grand Rapids Asian Pacific Festival itself on June 19th, and certainly the week before to celebrate. Jimmy Lee, Ace, take care.
Thanks,
thank you, Shelley.